Good day to you. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we are bringing you all the essential updates from the Aussie insurance sector and beyond. Here's your weekly insurance news wrap. Starting us off, a sand dune driving accident has taken a startling turn when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, stepping in, deemed it a genuine mishap. The December 2022 accident involved a driver and two passengers aboard a 2021 Dodge Ram. Reports speculated conflicting speeds, a gripping 80 kilometers per hour, cited by police, and a suggested 60 kilometers per hour from an expert witness. Zurich Insurance initially attributed the crash to the driver's negligence and excessive speed. However, the complaints body, having thoroughly reviewed evidence involving expert testimonies and the driver's last-minute braking attempts, has judged the event as accidental and unpredictable. In turn, this ruling has secured compensation for the driver, contesting Zurich's beginning denial. Unexpected turns seem to be today's theme. Moving over to Muswellbrook, New South Wales, a series of recent earthquakes has set insurance companies under the public eye. After more than half of the 600 submitted insurance claims were reportedly rejected, the community expressed escalating anxiety. The Insurance Council of Australia maintains insurers are diligently assessing claims with expert engineers, promising eventual settlements. But as eyes turn to past frequently disputed claims from Victoria's earthquakes, local leaders have questioned the rather dismissive responses from insurers. A contributing factor? Many insurance policies tend to exclude damage pre-existing the quake, often unearthed post-disaster. This scenario underlines the importance of insurers efficiently resolving claims, not only restoring public confidence, but also shaping their reactions to future natural disasters. The Insurance Council of Australia again makes headlines as they voice concerns about some tangled web of complications around the regulatory approach to AI in insurance. With disjointed reforms happening in automated decision-making, the sector might very soon see a tangle of conflicting requirements, ballooning compliance burdens, and quite a bit of head-scratching. If firms hastily include AI specifics into their privacy policies, it might trigger costly modifications when the final rules step in. To help avoid a compliance vacuum and superfluous costs, the Council advocates for a transition period of 12 months for implementing the new privacy norms. Australian consumers count on these reforms to protect their sensitive data and continue the industry's commitment to safeguard consumer privacy effectively. Lastly, on our news roster for today is climate change, an issue bearing undeniable significance. A recent survey by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority reveals that more than 90% of insurance companies are expecting it to impact their underwriting practices. With widespread recognition of climate risks, innovative strategies, technology, and data analytics are in demand to confront these challenges and ensure sustainability. These findings mark a shift in regulatory focus, bringing climate-related risks into strategic planning spotlight. That's us rounded off for the week. For more information on these stories or to discover our range of personal and business insurance services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrutori, wrapping up your weekly insurance news. Catch you next Friday, the 29th of November, for more updates straight from the world of insurance. Stay safe and informed until then.